994 RI with MJB, talking with Adam, Deputy Mayor of Livingston Shire Council. Leave Livingston alone. Vote no to northern suburbs boundary changes. If you don't, you could cop up an extra $161 to $250 on your rates each year. Now, that's got to hurt. Good morning to you, Adam. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Michael, and good morning to your listeners. I'm doing really well. It's a beautiful morning here.
I just can't quite understand why everyone has to vote. Why not just the three towns involved?
Look, that's a good question, Michael, and I'll give you the straightest answer I can.
Yep.
Because ultimately, those three suburbs are part of a broader community. These decisions that could be made by potentially just those suburbs affect the balance of the community. So to make decisions in isolation, purely on what a very small portion or percentage of a community wants, without taking into consideration the impacts on the broader percentage, is a poor way to govern. So it's important to collect the views of the entire community.
Well, considering it's not compulsory, what do you reckon the turnout's going to be like?
Well, Michael, I think the turnout, whatever it is, whatever the percentage is, I'm really critical of the process, Michael. And I was very supportive of the process initially. But the reason I'm criticising that process now is that virtually we're going to spend thousands of dollars, potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars, both in taxpayers' money and in ratepayers' money, to conduct a survey to ask different sectors of our community which would they prefer to be the case. Now, you might think that's a good thing, to be asked a certain thing. But we know the answers of, I think, that what this survey is going to reveal. We know, as you said, people are going to be out of pocket $180 a year. Who's going to vote to support that? We know that the three suburbs are going to potentially be, according to Rocky, $600 a year better off. Well, clearly they're going to say that sounds like a good deal. We're wasting a hell of a lot of money on a process that's going to cause an enormous amount of division, and yet the terms of reference say clearly that neither council can be financially worse off. How the hell is the Queensland government, even no matter what the survey results are, how are they going to come out and then deliver that?
Somebody, and that's the state government, will just have to make up their mind. Already they've sliced millions of dollars from you guys. Also, Rockhampton, the regional council, lost $6 million because they said the ratepayers weren't paying enough. Where's it going to really end? I mean, what's your gut feeling?
This is the thing, Michael. Where does it end? Now, Livingston took on an enormous challenge when we de-amalgamated. So, you know, imagine you've gone to a divorce court, the marriage has been dissolved, the judge has made his ruling, you pay this, you pay that, you get this, you get that, you move on, that's it. You don't get to come back 8 years later and say, hey, I really wouldn't mind the car. I like the car you got. My one's broken down. You don't get that. Now, Livingston took on the debt of de-amalgamation. They had to make a heap of people redundant, because we took on way more staff than that we could cope with. We absorbed that. We've been responsible with our budgets. I mean, we can always do better. But to now come 8 years later and say, hey, we want another bite of the cherry here.
So you're saying to people in Livingston Shire, when these forms come in the mail, vote no. Otherwise, you may be slugged $161 to $250 on your rates each year to make up the difference.
I can't accept and support their desire to go back to Rocky.
But hang on a second. I know where you're coming from, but hasn't Glenlee, Glendale in the Rocky View area already made up their mind? They want out, don't they?
That's right. They have said the majority of them would prefer to be in Rocky. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't support that position because the balance of my community that I happen to be an elected person to represent the entire community. But the balance of the 95% of the people are going to be worse off if that decision is fulfilled.
Well,
but
Adam, I've got to say, I think this is going to be a no-win situation for everybody here. Yeah, well, look, you know, as an outsider looking in, Glenlee, Glendale and Rocky View want out of Livingston Shire. But you're saying to Livingston Shire residents, vote no, keep them back in against their will. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Adam, thank you very much for talking to us. We've been speaking with Adam, the Deputy Mayor of Livingston Shire. No doubt that this will be an interesting story. We'll keep following it. Best of luck, mate.
Thank you. All the best to you, Michael, and your listeners.